Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how the media, television, films, magazines, bombard children and adults with a harmful and inaccurate image of women, and how that image of women can lead to violence, sexual denigration of women, and a very distorted view of what it is to be a woman. Tonight, my guests will help us to take charge of our lives and find ways to make a difference in changing the depiction of girls and women in the media and help us to create a more peaceful and respectful community. My guests this evening are Stacy Zaremba, who is a professor of psychology and women's studies at Moravian College, and who is the past president of the board of directors of the Bethlehem YWCA. She serves on the board of AAUW Bethlehem and is a faculty advisor to Moravian College AAUW student affiliate groups. And Randy Blouth, current president of the Bethlehem branch of the American Association of the University Women, who was the first to hold the position of diversity chair in the AAUW Bethlehem branch, and she also helped to create an interbranch diversity group within our local AAUW branches. Randy is very involved in issues of diversity and equity through both the AAUW and the YWCA. Welcome, Stacy Zaremba and Randy Blouth, to WDIY.
Thank you
very much.
Tell me, how did you become involved and aware of this problem of the depiction of women in our media? What brought it to your attention?
Well, other than stories that we hear in the community, because we all hear stories of girls and young women having problems, this movie that we're going to talk about today, Misrepresentation, was shown at one of our state or national AAUW conventions and was brought here locally by one of our members.
Now, Randy Blouth, would you spell for us misrepresentation? Because it's spelled in a very special way. Would you spell it for our audience?
Yes, it's Miss, M-I-S-S, Representation, R-E-P-R-E-S-E-N-T-A-T-I-O-N.
So, and they're two separate words.
Yes, they are.
Two separate words, miss and then representation. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about. How are the misses of our society are misrepresented? Would you agree with that, Stacy?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. So what brought that to your attention? What struck you about this film that really made an impact on you? Randy or Stacy?
Well, this film is a very, very powerful film that communicates how women are misrepresented in many, many different ways. Girls are misrepresented in this film in very, very sexual ways, in ways that are degrading, in ways that are objectified, in ways that communicate the female body in ways that are seen as being objects, in ways that are demoralized. And it's a very, very powerful film that communicates the message of the impact of these views on young girls.
And when you say objectify, what are you really talking about? I mean, most of us see the music venues and our popular singers in little to no clothing or et cetera. But what are you talking about when you say objectify women? What does that actually mean?
If you look at especially advertisement, media ads, and it's estimated that many young girls especially look at media advertisement magazine ads especially, female bodies are cut up especially, and you look at the advertisement, you will see portions of their bodies represented. You might see a body look like it's a table, or you might see a body look as though it's being brutalized. And so the female body is looking as though it's an object other than the female body. This objectification is really disempowering to females, and it also is associated with depression in females. It's damaging to self-esteem in females as well. It's very, very damaging. And the movie is very powerful in its communication of the damaging effects of the objectification of women.
Well, how is it damaging? What does it actually do to women? Are there statistics to share that? What do we see women doing? For example, do we see, I know young girls in the, let's say from middle school onward, up through high school and maybe even to the college. I'm sure you may see this in the college campus, that many young women are, much to the frustration of their parents, engage in behaviors that parents don't know what to do with. They cut themselves. They have eating habits. Either they deprive themselves or of food and develop anorexia, or they overeat and develop a weight problem. How do you see it on campus, this objectification?
Well, the value for females very much lies in their body. And a lot of that comes from the media. And there's a lot of psychological research that shows that prior to looking at a magazine, for example, females might feel pretty positive about themselves. But just exposing female students to media images will shift their attitudes about themselves, will actually make them feel depressed just by flipping through a magazine with pictures of themselves. So just exposure to the images will change someone's feelings about themselves. So you might be feeling okay about yourself, and then all of a sudden you're flipping through the pages and you're beginning to feel terrible about yourself.
So if you're looking, so if you're looking through the magazines, you're getting ready for the summertime and you're thinking about purchasing a bathing suit. So if you're looking through magazines and you see all these gorgeous bodies in these bikinis and all, et cetera, are you saying that that is impacting young women in a negative way?
Right, and I would say it also impacts all women because those images are very unrealistic images, and many of the women in the magazines are don't even look like themselves. There is the Dove Evolution campaign, which is a perfect campaign that shows the transformation of what looks like an average woman being transformed through computer technology into a model that doesn't even look like herself in the end. So we look at these magazines and we see women and we think that they're beautiful, but they don't even look like themselves. And then we compare ourselves to these images and we fall short. The models fall short of themselves too.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And my guests this evening are Stacey Zaremba, Professor of Psychology and Women's Studies at Moravian College. And we're also talking with Randy Blouth, who is the current president of the Bethlehem branch of the American Association of University Women. And we're talking about the impact of the media on women and their ability to respect, admire, and feel empowered. And what we're talking about from what you just mentioned, Stacey, Dr. Stacey Zaremba, that what you're really saying is these images disempower women.
Exactly. And it follows throughout their lives. So if this is happening at 10, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, it seems to be a pattern that stays with them throughout their lives. And that affects maybe their job choices, their career choice, maybe their earning power, maybe their relationships in their lives. It affects possibly everything, every choice that they make from then on.
Can you give us an example of what you mean, Randy Blouth? How would it affect a choice that they make in their profession, for example?
Perhaps they don't feel good enough to go to college. Perhaps they don't feel smart enough to go to training or to college. So they may end up in a lower paying job that has no future. So maybe they won't be able to give their family or their children what they need.
Have you seen that, Stacey?
The research says that when women feel objectified, they have a decrease in ambition, they have lower grade point average, and they do feel that their voice does not matter. So the literature actually backs that up.
And you know, it's interesting, when you say that their voice does not matter, that also will impact on their ability to have a really fine relationship with a male.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it also affects the way men look at women.
Exactly.
So it affects us either way.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman doesn't feel that she's good enough, she's going to take any kind of behavior that she's given.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she's not going to stand up for herself. Mm-hmm. If she doesn't feel good about it, she'll feel that she's deserving of a slap on the face,
mm-hmm.
or she's deserving of the criticism. She has done something to provoke it.
Right.
Is that accurate?
That is very true.
Yes?
That is very true. And that's why it's really important to build self-confidence and self-esteem early on, to make young girls understand that what matters is not the beauty. What matters is who you are, and also to be very critical of these images and understand that these images are really unrealistic, so that they do have a voice and that they value the voice that they have.
I think that's the most important thing, valuing the voice mm-hmm. that we have. And when we come back in the second part, we're going to talk about how AAUW is sponsoring an event in
On March 16th at Northampton Community College, from 9 to about 12:30 in the morning, we're going to show the movie Misrepresentation.
And we're going to talk more about how we can change our attitudes and what we need to do to make those changes when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
WDIY reaches a well-informed and passionate listening audience every day. Enhance your image with our community by becoming an underwriting supporter. Spread the word about your business in an uncluttered atmosphere of high-quality NPR and locally produced programming. Underwriting is an affordable way to reach the public radio audience, and it may be tax-deductible. To learn more, call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or visit wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking with Dr. Stacey Zaremba, Professor of Psychology and Women's Studies at Moravian College, and Randy Blouth, President of the Bethlehem Branch of the American Association of University Women. And we're talking today about the role of women in the media and its impact on the lives of our children, the lives of our women, the lives of our girls, but also on the lives of our men. Because if the women are portrayed in a particular way, then men see their roles in a particular way, or can see their roles. Now, Randy Blouth, tell us again a little bit more about the film that's going to be shown on March 16th at Northampton Community College.
Yes, Alumni Hall.
Alumni mm-hmm. Hall. And what you hope to achieve by this showing of this movie.
We want to make the community, mothers, women, educators, grandmothers, fathers, everyone aware of the influence, the large influence the media has on their children, particularly girls, and how this impacts them for their entire lives. So we want people to grow up becoming more critical and not being manipulated by the media. We want them to learn how to evaluate what they're seeing. Is it real? Is it just an airbrushed photo? What is it that I'm seeing, and does that have to be me? Can I be something different than what I'm seeing?
And can I still be me and be powerful?
Yes.
I mm-hmm. think that's the important thing, because when women or these young girls look and they see these beautiful women and gorgeous bodies, they begin to devalue themselves and disempower themselves. Would you agree with that?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
So we need to become strong role models for our daughters, regardless, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, teachers.
And one of the things that we're not necessarily aware of, if we feel devalued, as I mentioned earlier in the program, then we devalue ourselves in our relationships. And in 2004, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention found that media violence enhances violent behavior. And in 2007, the FCC unanimously recommended that Congress regulate TV violence, and they even had special hearings about women's sexualization in music videos. However, there's been no policy changes on that. So what do you hope, what do you hope will come out of this, if people will come and see this misrepresentation? What do you hope will come out of it, Stacey Karumba?
Well, I think on a number of levels. I would hope that individuals on a personal level, women on a personal level, will think twice before they start feeling badly about their own bodies when they look at media images, and understand that those images are oftentimes unrealistic.
Unrealistic, how?
Unrealistic in that they don't represent who true women are. And I think what women need to do is look at the women in their lives and understand that that's what real women look like, and surround yourselves with real women and not necessarily what women look like in real in magazines. I also think that one of the messages that needs to get out there is messages to mothers who have young daughters, and not only to communicate to young daughters to love your own body, but the messages that mothers say about their own bodies is really critically important.
So that mothers have to say, mothers have to own their own bodies and love
right.
their own bodies.
And not say, oh my God, I hate my thighs, oh my God, I need to diet again, which is oftentimes what mothers do. And I think those messages, and honestly, this is not my stuff, this is what Gloria Steinem has always said, wish I could take credit, is to make sure that you communicate self-love to your own body is the best thing that we could do for our daughters. And I think that's critically important. And then I think inviting in the communities and the schools is to get this message to the schools so that the schools can take this on, to get it to young girls in the school system so that we can have an impact early on so that the message can get out there to young girls.
Now, how young is young girls? I'm thinking...
I would say second, third, fourth grade, the earlier the better, to begin to question the media, because young children think that if it's in the media, it is true. And we need to start communicating to young kids that just because the media says that this is the way it is, it isn't the case.
So when we, so if they're playing a TV, and the other thing, they see so many things on there, not only on TV, but in their in the games that they play, mm-hmm. where you see distortion of women. But where would you say it's most impacting? In TV, in the games that they're seeing, in the movies? Where would you say?
I would say it's both in television and it's also in the movies. Definitely in the movies, in children's books. I had a student 2 years ago that did something at the Bethlehem Public Library, did an analysis of children's literature and looked at the characters in children's literature. They are predominantly male characters, and the male characters typically are more active. They let my student then set up a special section with female dominant characters, but we have a problem in literature, we have a problem in children's movies, we have a problem in terms of magazines. I would say it's across the board in terms of media.
Yeah, but I don't see, somehow or other we see a depiction of women and their bodies. We don't see that depiction so much with men, do we? Or is that a...
We do. There's a researcher by the name of Jackson Katz, and he does a lot on men and masculinity in the media. And he talks about men being hyper-masculized. And so you have to be big, and you have to be bigger and better, and you have to have guns. And so I think there's a lot we can also do for men about the way men are portrayed. And certainly be more sensitive to allowing men to be portrayed in a different light. And certainly I think it's harmful for men the way women are portrayed, because men come to have unrealistic expectations about what it is to be with a real woman. So I think it's damaging too to men.
And if you have an unrealistic expectation about what it is that you're the woman in your life is going to be, that can damage the relationship.
Certainly.
Right from the very get-go. And it can also damage, as I mentioned in the first part of the program, the ability of a woman to see herself appropriately mm-hmm. and to recognize that that the relationship is based on equality of power, that one doesn't have more power than the other. Sure. Because the depiction of women in the media very often shows women in a weaker state,
right.
where and the man gets the idea that violence is okay,
right.
mm-hmm. and that any kind of abuse is okay and it's accepted. So, how would you want to change this?
Can I just add one fact I think is very interesting?
Yes.
Is that there tends to be less of a negative effect on lesbians. If you look at the literature on media having a negative impact on depression and self-esteem. So in terms of that impact, the same is true for women of color. So because most of the media ideals of beauty are white ideals of beauty, there tends to be less of an effect on women of color in terms of depression. So the kind of effect that we're talking about tends to be white women being affected by these images.
Well, that's an interesting mm-hmm. That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
When we were talking, it seemed like it was across the board, but you're saying there's a distinction.
Right.
So are you saying that there's less appearance of such things as cutting in another population beside the white population?
White population has the highest rate of cutting as compared to the others. But certainly in terms of depression and self-esteem related to media images, in terms of some of the research, it's lower in a lesbian population.
And what about eating disorders, like overeating and anorexia and things of that sort?
That I'm not sure about. And I'm talking about it as it relates to some of the studies where you're looking at media images. You
right.
tend to be less impacted by the media images.
I see, with the lesbian population.
Yes, yes.
But you can see how young girls would be somehow or other cajoled into thinking that they're not good enough and they have to make themselves good enough mm-hmm. by cutting themselves, by distorting their eating patterns, and it becomes very difficult. Mm-hmm. So what's the ideal, Randy Blouth? What's the ideal that you would like to accomplish when people come to see this film on Saturday, March 16th at the Northampton County Community College in the Alumni Hall? Is
yeah.
that correct?
Yes,
so
that's correct.
What would be the ideal, Randy, for people to come away with what and what about and what you hope for? I believe you're inviting educators as well, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
About that.
We've invited curriculum supervisors, superintendents, different people from a number of school districts in the Valley, and we hope they'll come or have a staff member come and really check out this movie and see how important and valuable it is to girls, but and boys too. Boys really need to understand that what they're seeing and listening to is not real, that girls and women are people, not objects.
Yes, and if the educators are impressed, what do you have as a follow-up to offer them if they are interested?
Well, we'd love for them to purchase the movie. Actually, it comes with curriculums to work with young girls through college age, actually. And we would always be there for support. We would help the districts in any way that we could to further this cause, to make everyone more aware of this.
So that if what you'd like to impact is the educators to have to encourage them to incorporate this curriculum into their current studies for the benefit of women. That would be wonderful. That really would. I want to thank you, Stacy Zaremba, Professor of Psychology and Women's Studies at Moravian College, and Randy Blouth, President of the Bethlehem Branch of the American Association of University Women, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that the average teenager spends more than 10 hours each day consuming media, which is more than sleeping or attending school, and that mainstream media bombards children and adults with overwhelming messages that women should be beautiful and sexy, while men should be powerful and often violent. Thank you for helping us to see that these messages limit children's ideas of what is possible in the world and can have dangerous effects on their self-esteem, health, and the way they treat others. To learn more about what you can do to be effective, please set aside March 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for an in-depth look at the treatment of women and girls in the media. A documentary film entitled Misrepresentation will be shown at Northampton Community College Hall and Alumni Hall, Room 130. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.